Good morning, everybody. My name is Michael Temple, and I'm the director of the SA Film Festival. So on behalf of the festival and Burt Beck Institute for the Moving Image, I'd just like to say a big welcome. Thank you very much for coming. We really, really appreciate that you're here. This is actually the fourth year that we've done the festival in collaboration, in partnership with the ICA. So I should say thank you to everybody at the ICA, especially the very wonderful projection team, and also to Nico Marzano, who has been very supportive and encouraging as always. I just wanted to say very briefly, because it's our first night tonight at the ICA. We were at Birkbeck on Wednesday. We were at the French Institute last night. We've had a very good symposium today on Manicol at Birkbeck. And tonight will be the first of the three Manicol screenings that are taking place here. So tonight, you're going to have the pleasure to see Oski Rotti. Tomorrow, you can see Matti Manas and Drupad. So those three films, tonight is DCP. Tomorrow, the two are on 35. And each film will be preceded by a short introduction just to give a little bit of context. I would encourage you, I've been handing out the program, and I would encourage you to have a look. It's, as ever, it's a very wide-ranging program. It's a very mixed program. A lot of contemporary work, some older work, and work from different parts of the world, but also different takes on what we might understand by the essay film, the essayistic, in relation to cinema. So, for example, on Sunday night here, we have a really amazing Portuguese film called Luz Obscura, and I would really encourage you all to come and see that. The filmmaker will be present. And the other sessions that we're doing here, the filmmaker will be present. So there'll be the screening and then a discussion with the filmmaker afterwards. I won't run through all the films because that would be a bit silly, but you can have a look at it for yourself. And I think you'll see there'll be plenty of reason to come back again and again. If you are available in the afternoons, we've got some great stuff going on at Birkbeck as well. Discussion, filmmakers present, interventions by researchers, and so forth in our very lovely little cinema in Gordon Square. So you're very welcome to come and join us there. All those events are entirely free, and they are open to everybody. Okay, so it's my pleasure now to hand over to our new colleague and friend, Julia Battaglia, who has come over from Paris, where she works at Paris 3. Previously, she was at SOAS. So Julia is a researcher in visual anthropology, so not just on film. And we really appreciated her intervention this afternoon at the symposium. It was very rich, and there was a real sort of sense of the kind of cultural context in which Manicol was working. So Julia is also, I should stress, the author of a book that has just been published. And it is called Documentary Film in India, An Anthropological History. That's right, thank you. Okay, and that has just been published by Routledge at an absurd price, it has to be said. But as you know, what academic publishers do, they publish them at a ridiculous price, hoping that libraries will buy them up. And then briefly after that, so maybe in a few months' time, everyone will be reading it on the tube. So I would get in there, as soon as you see it, get in there, get your copy, or get the ebook or whatever. So I'm going to hand over to Julia, and she's going to just say a few words. I think essentially we're talking about contextualizing the film tonight, and it'll be the same format tomorrow. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the film. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to be brief, and just because it's important that you see the film and not me talking about the film. Perhaps, I believe that if Manicol was here, would be happy to see a nice audience like this. Because as I was saying today, at some point of his life, I had a chance to meet Mani like a few years ago. But somehow in some of the interviews, and there are many if you Google him on YouTube and you want to know more about his work, because today is very available, his work. He kept saying that everyone knows about him and he's kind of known, but, he believes that nobody watches film. So, somehow it's good that there is this symposium going on because there is an audience watching his films. This is not due to the fact that his films are not interesting, but because there's been hold by the films division, that is the state in divisions, the institutions in India for quite a while. They quite recently opened up his archive. So now it's becoming to circulate more and more. I don't know what you heard, you know, why you're here, but, you know, you're sort of going to see a film that is called Uski Roti. It's been translated in different way. Others bread, is bread, you know, in French is even le pain quotidien, you know, I don't know why, you know, it has different sort of names in other languages. But it's a film that has been made in 69 and is the first feature film that Manicol has done. And to some extent, Manicol is someone that, you know, started with fiction film, they moved to documentary films, they go back to fiction films, so they kind of played between the two sort of genre, if you want. And when he came out in 1969, he came out as a sort of shock in India, because along with some other fellows that were making films at that time with him, he sort of opened up questions of what do we do in cinema and what kind of language can we use in cinema and, you know, how can a film dialogue with an audience or not? And somehow it just arose like a huge polemic the question was what extent he opened up a new cinema, such as people call it parallel cinema, new wave cinema, or different sort of, you know, there are different ways in which it's been named, or whether it was just as one of his contemporaries, even a bit more senior, Satyajit Ray, as you might have heard, have criticized this Uski Roti quite a lot, saying, you know, there was a sort of personal exercise of, you know, experimentations around a narrative that was not really opening up new thing. There was not a new language as much as it was going on in France in 1950s and 60s with the Nouvelle Vague. So for Satyajit Ray, for example, we didn't have to talk about a new wave. But nevertheless, you know, it opened up debates about experimentations in cinema in India that has continued until the contemporary day. As I was saying today, it also inspired ways of reconsidering practices of filmmaking in the contemporary time in the fields of documentary films, as much as fiction cinemas, as much as other areas of art, I mean, contemporary art in general. Before you get, I'm not going to talk about the images that he created because they should talk for themselves, but maybe I should just tell a point that one of the approach that Manicol really tend to stress is this idea of creating images that they work through fragmentations. And the fragmentations is the idea to place images in time, but also in space, but also in time, so that there is a duration of his own in his shot, and they should create a dialogue with the audience all the time. And perhaps in Uski Roti, that is the first film that he made, he really even, I mean, I would say he even tries to deconstruct regular narratives that we tend to take it for granted, to see the forms of fragmentations within that, how we construct it and what does it provoke. And this idea of fragmentations creates sort of iconic images that we can, you know, take in our mind. And this is a little bit something that he plays on. And for example, he tried to create a divisions between the head and the body, and there are this constant theme of the hands that he comes back in other films, if you're coming later on to see his films, and the hands that comes back representing the body, the manual body and the actions. And according to him, in some of the interviews, he would say this is even more in line with the Indian way of communicating, where the body, you know, is more, you know, prominent in the way of communications, you know, than the straightforward Western head, if you want. I would quite, you know, question the Western head, because as an Italian, I do use hands, but, you know, anyway. But the story, you will say, the story, you know, I don't want to tell you much, but it's kind of a classic, if you want, stories of a couple relationships, you know. It's just a man and a woman, and a man and being more independent than a woman, and what does it mean, and what are the complexities around that. But, I mean, Manicol really didn't like the idea of narratives in film, so do not expect a film that there's a clear narrative as it is. It's really, you know, images stands on their own, to the extent that recently, I didn't know about that, I discovered that actually today, there's been also a rework of his film as an installation on 7 screens. So the same film, you know, has been reinstalled as a 7 screens film today in a contemporary art context. So somehow, you know, if you want to check that out, you know, maybe you can find this for your own interest. And I believe I'm going to leave it there because I don't want to use all my time for, you know, for this. I guess I said the point that I wanted to say in a quick way. But, you know, today we talked for 3 hours and now it's 5 minutes. It's hard to synthesize. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the screening, you know. And just, you know.
Thank you, Julia. I should have said also, I was very remiss, this has also been a collaboration with the Courtesan Film Festival in Belgium. It was very naughty of me not to mention that. And so I should apologize to anyone who knows the Courtesan Film Festival that they have done a tremendous amount of work on this and we've collaborated with them. And likewise, it's also a collaboration with the Otolith Group. So thank you also to Kojo and Angelica Segar for their work on this. It's a collective effort. Okay, thank you.